Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this guy is a comedy legend. I mean, he has been out there doing it for so long and is still on the road. Gary Muldeer has a brand new documentary out, and it's eye-opening. It's great. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing great, especially with this going on, all these things happening in my life. Besides this, I also become the 230th member of the Grand Ole Opry in March, which is
pretty
cool. Yes,
congratulations.
Yeah, and I really am excited about this film. All my friends stepped forward, and they did a lot of interviews. Had a couple of guys, Randy, from Memphis called Bart Shannon and Billy Worley, and they were from Via Productions, and they said they wanted to do a documentary on me. They'd been friends of mine since they were 10, so they hooked up with someone called Red Productions down in Dallas and put together this documentary and started interviewing people. You know, I didn't have anything to do with the interviews, but, you know, Steve Martin, David Letterman, Jay Leno, Conan, Alice Cooper, goes on and on and on. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. It's called Show Business Is My Life, But I Can't Prove It. It's a film about Gary Muldeer, and I've been watching this thing. I'm almost finished with it. And just some great interviews with those people you talked about. And it talks about, you know, your life on the road. And then I looked up your tour schedule, and you're going to be in Nashville this month and next month. And how many days are you spending on the road now?
Well, about 180 to 200, it looks like right now, especially with the Opry. I'll be with Johnny Mathis this Saturday night in North Carolina. Then I'm going to be on the Grand Ole Opry for 5 nights starting next week, and then back out with Johnny Mathis in Pennsylvania. So I'm blessed that I still have all this work and I can still stand up and do it. You know?
How's your grandpa?
Grandpa gets a lot of work. I do a lot of grandpa on my show. Oh, boy. The latest thing grandpa said, in fact, I haven't even done this in the show yet. The latest thing grandpa said is artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity. Okay.
You know, I remember watching you on with Johnny Carson, of course, and those were always great appearances. How did those go for you? How did you have a relationship with? I know he was very kind of standoffish, but off stage.
I got to know Johnny well later on when I was working live in Las Vegas. He was in the main room at the Sahara, and I was in the lounges. And that's pretty much how I got to meet. How I got to meet him and know him. And out of that, out of my first Tonight Show, Randy, was with a guest host. And out of that, I got a couple of movies. I got Don Kirshner's rock concert, you know, being a co-host of that from 77 to 81. All these things came in. And just from even doing one show with a guest host, it was incredible. David Brenner was the guest host.
Oh, wow.
So that's how powerful it was at the time.
And, you know, all of these comedians pay great respect to you and what you do. Yeah. And it's absolutely true. They all say the same thing, whether it's Letterman or Leno or Conan. They say the same thing, that this guy's one of a kind. I mean, and you are the last of your breed. I mean, absolutely. You know, that kind of guy that goes out and people just can't figure you out.
Well, I'm still clean, and I appeal to all ages. I can bridge the gap between parents and children, which to me has just been a gift. You know, I can see the parents see the kids laugh at things, and the kids see their parents laugh at things. They've never laughed together. So for some reason, I bridged that gap, and it's been wonderful. And I've always said this is just one of my things I've always said. I never thought adult humor was very grown up. But that was just me.
We're talking to comedian Gary Muldeer here on the National Defense. And, man, I mean, there are so many parts of your life that are fantastic.
Yeah.
The movies you've been in. I mean, Annie.
Well, my movies were pretty brief.
Well, but they're big. You know, Annie Hall, Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. And then you've opened for some huge rock and roll acts.
Incredible. Yes.
Doobie Brothers, Sly and the Family Stone, The Guess Who, Boss Skaggs. I mean, you know, that's back in the day when I was just cutting my teeth in radio, and you'd go to those concerts and you'd have generally a comedian come out, and it was fantastic. It was like two shows in one. And
yeah.
I mean, how long a set did you do?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of my rock and roll days opening was with my partner, Moondog, Dennis Flanagan. Neil Dear and Moondog.
Oh, yeah, 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 yes.
Yeah, 70 to 75. We were out to everybody from War to the Doobie Brothers to Sly and the Family Stone, the Beach Boys. My God, we worked for all these people, you know, and it was even with John Denver, all different genres, you know.
Well, and I love this.
Made it work.
I love the story about your beginnings, your first trip, and this is after you started in the brothels in South Dakota, but then you go out to, you just hop a ride with a buddy of yours out to Los Angeles, and within, what, two, three days, you're in a legendary band that's already signed to RCA Records?
Yes, it was just amazing. I didn't tell the truth to the guy that brought me out. I said I could play bass. We got out there to try to play with the Greenwood County Singers. That didn't work out. I went up to a place called Leadbetters. Randy Sparks, the guy that started the New Christian Minstrels, had a club. That's when John Deutschendorf was not even John Denver yet.
Right.
Steve Martin was the magician in the show. The Carpenters were there. I think they were 12 and 13. Kenny Rogers was just a bass player in the first edition. That's how I got into that. In just 2 days, suddenly I'm in a group on RCA Victor. Just right place, right time. I had three or four of those things happen in my life. Yeah.
We're talking to Gary Muledear. His documentary, Show Business Is My Life, But I Can't Prove It. And it's on Amazon Prime, Prime Video, Apple TV, YouTube, everywhere you can see this thing. But how is your hair doing? You know,
my hair's doing great.
Yeah.
It does really great when I'm with my wife. When I'm with my wife, it's at its best. When I'm on the road and have to do it myself, it's not so great. Nita does a great job, but when I'm on the road, you're going to get all different configurations of my hair. Occasionally, when with Johnny Mathis, his assistant, Ricky, does it for me. But no, I'm at my best right now. In fact, she's here. If you could see me right now, you'd think my hair was fantastic.
Yeah, I always think your hair is fantastic. And the other thing about was your hair also inducted into the Grand Ole Opry?
Well, basically, it's on its way in. We've only got a third of it in so far. It's going to take a couple more weeks to get all my hair in. But I think probably within 2 weeks, we'll have it in there entirely.
So you were one of six comedians, along with Jay Leno, to star in the very first HBO comedy special, Freddie Prinze and Friends. And
right.
When you look back on that, Gary, I mean, you know, how far everything has come now with all the streaming services and different deals like that. What do you think about the comedy landscape today?
You know, I kind of got away from it, Randy, because it was getting dark for me. The clubs, I couldn't really control who went on ahead of me. Mm. I was getting actually too clean for the comedy clubs, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was between a lot of people getting pretty drunk, the whole thing. Anyway, I just kind of moved away from them. And I found a great thing when I headlined comedy clubs for 25 years. And I was never a stand-up and nobody noticed. I just had a lot of props and a guitar. And then when I got out of clubs, I went to the ships for a while. To Royal Caribbean, did 168 cruises.
Oh, wow.
I liked working for families. And that's when I started working with Johnny Mathis in the orchestra. And then from that, it's just been natural progression. From that, I finally went into, you know, that's why I was at National Network for 10 years. Then right onto the Grand Ole Opry. And I'm still blessed to be out doing this. You know, the guys that found me from Memphis, Gambia Productions, two guys were fans of mine since they were 10. You know, that Bart Shannon and Billy Worley, and later on Red Productions in Dallas, they put this thing together with all my old friends. And I don't know, I'm pretty overwhelmed by the whole thing, man. I just thank you for taking the time to
listen.
You know,
you're still funny. I mean, you're still funny. That's the amazing thing. Show Business Is My Life, But I Can't Prove It. A film about Gary Muledear. Gary, thank you so much for the time, man. And again, congratulations on the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, man.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.